وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ.
We have indeed set constellations in the heavens and have beautified them for the beholders. We have indeed set constellations in the heavens. In Arabic, the word Buruj is used to denote a fort or palace or a strong, fortified building. Reflection over the content of the present verse and the verse which immediately follows leads one to think that perhaps the reference here is to the heavenly spheres, which have been separated from each other by means of fortified boundaries. In this sense, we are inclined to consider Buruj as signifying fortified heavenly spheres.
وَحَفِظْنَاهَا مِن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ
and have protected them against every accursed Satan.
إِلَّا مَنِ اسْتَرَقَ السَّمْعَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ مُّبِينٌ
Save him who may eavesdrop, and then a bright flame pursues him. Save him who may eavesdrop. Here, reference is made to those Satans who try to obtain information regarding matters belonging to the realm beyond the ken of sense perception, and convey it to their friends. They in fact possess no means of obtaining such information. The universe has not been laid open to them to roam as they please and gain access to divine secrets. They do try to obtain information by eavesdropping, but in actual fact, they are able to lay their hands on nothing.
And then a bright flame pursues him.
The Quranic expression shihab mubin means bright flame. Elsewhere, the Quran uses the expression shihab thaqib, literally, the flame that penetrates the darkness. What the Quran means by this expression is not necessarily that it is a meteor. It might in fact be referring to some cosmic rays, or possibly to some other kind of rays not yet known to us. At the same time, it is possible that the expression might indeed refer to the meteors which we occasionally observe shooting across the sky and then falling to earth. They might be the impediments which prevent the free movements of Satans in the outer space.
وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ
As for the earth, we have stretched it out and have cast on it firm mountains and have caused to grow in it everything well measured.
وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ
And we have provided sustenance for you on it, and also for those of whom you are not the providers.
وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِندَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ
There is nothing except that its treasuries are with us, and we do not send it down except in a known measure.
وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ فَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُوهُ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ
We send fertilizing winds and then cause rain to descend from the sky, providing you abundant water to drink even though you could not have stored it up for yourselves.
وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ
It is indeed we who grant life and cause death, and it is we who shall be the sole inheritors of all. And it is we who shall be the sole inheritors of all. God alone will ultimately inherit all, since all beings except God Himself are destined to pass away. Men have been granted the opportunity to make use of their possessions only temporarily. A day will come when they will leave everything behind in the world. Then, ultimately, everything will revert to God's treasury.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ
Surely, we know those of you who have passed before and those who will come later.
وَإِنَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ إِنَّهُ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ
Indeed, your Lord will gather them all together. Surely, He is all-wise, all-knowing.